This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
There could be another major criminal fraud scheme that Donald Trump is currently engaging in that is in plain sight, that is right in front of our eyes, that we can all observe right now, that nobody else is talking about. I want to be clear, this is just my opinion, and I'd love to know your opinion as well. But I want to talk about IRS tax code section 119 that deals with something called imputed income. According to the IRS, imputed income is the value of non-monetary compensation given to employees in the form of fringe benefits. According to the IRS, if you receive benefits as a result of being employed, such as being eligible for below market rate housing or other benefits, or you can avail yourself of certain services, that can become taxed. So I want you to remember that concept. That's going to be important in a moment, imputed income. Then let's take a look at the way political action committees or PACs, super PACs, committees like the Republican National Committee, the RNC, how are they structured? They are tax-exempt entities. A political organization subject to Section 527 is a party, committee, association, fund, or other organization, whether incorporated or not, organized and operated, this is important, primarily for the purpose of directly or indirectly accepting contributions or making expenditures, or both, for an exempt function. An exempt function. Now, what is an exempt function for political organizations? The exempt function of a political organization is influencing or attempting to influence the selection, nomination, election, or appointment of an individual to a federal, state, or local public office or office in a political organization. The election of a presidential or vice presidential electors is also part of the exempt function of a political organization. Now, let's put these concepts together, though, and apply them to Donald Trump, right? Donald Trump's political action committees have been paying for Donald Trump's legal bills. Donald Trump's political action committees have been paying for Donald Trump's private jet. Donald Trump's political action committees have been paying for Melania's hairstylist, okay? Are those things exempt functions under the IRS definition, or are they more like imputed income, right? Donald Trump has directed, let's talk about the legal fees, somewhere between $3.5 million and it could be as much as $5 million to Alina Habba alone. Think about all of the other lawyers Donald Trump's political action committees are paying in cases that, in my opinion, have absolutely nothing to do with exempt political functions. In my view, they more resemble imputed income, right? You have a political action committee that is paying for Donald Trump's legal services in the case that's coming up, a hush money payment case. You have Donald Trump's political action committee making payments in the, as far as I know, this is, I think, the understanding. The last time I checked, I could be wrong, but I'm fairly confident this is the case. It's all blended together. In the E. Jean Carroll case, I mean, you look at how Alina Habba's getting paid and how Joe Tacopina was getting paid and how Christopher Kice is getting paid in the New York Attorney General civil fraud case. Believe that money is coming from the Political Action Committee. And if indeed that's how Alina Habba's getting paid, and I believe that is how she's getting paid, but I'm subject to, you know, you correcting me on that. I mean, you see how she's getting paid. I mean, think about the cases Alina Habba's been on so far, right? Alina Habba's been on the E. Jean Carroll case. Alina Habba has been on the New York Attorney General civil fraud case. So what cases is she supposed to be in as it relates to the election? But notice what Donald Trump did with Alina Habba. Did you notice this? Remember how he also appointed her to a role as a spokesperson for the Political Action Committee? Why would he do that? Because, and when Donald Trump holds campaign events at the courthouses in the E. Jean Carroll case and at the New York Attorney General civil fraud case and all of these other cases, because I think there's an important distinction right here, is that imputed income where Donald Trump should be taxed, or is that exempt political function type money, in which case it's tax exempt and Donald Trump does not have to pay any taxes. Here's something we all know. Cheap razors are annoying. They cut you, they irritate you, and heck, they frustrate you. And don't get me started with subscription razor services. Can you say blah? That's why you gotta meet Henson Shaving. Henson Shaving is a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, that's the International Space Station, folks, and Mars Rover, and now they are bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience. If you're like 88% of men who experience irritation from shaving, you might be expecting the worst with each shave, yet Henson users have seen dramatic improvements, including the disappearance of ingrown hairs and razor bumps. Henson Shaving's innovation comes from an interesting analogy. Think of razor blades as diving boards. The longer the board, the more it wobbles. The micro wobbles are what lead to more nicks and cuts. Henson solves this by minimizing blade extension, addressing the root cause of bad shaves, not the blade itself, but the extension. Henson's aerospace background has enabled the creation of razors with unmatched precision. Using aerospace-grade CNC machines, they achieve a blade extension of just 0.0013 inches, less than a human hair's thickness. This incredibly precise control over the blade's position ensures a vibration-free and incredibly close shave. The Henson razor works with standard dual-edged blades to give you that old-school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Look, my first shave with the Henson razor was incredibly refreshing. The design is sleek and the durability is exactly what you want. And the affordability factor, you simply can't beat it. I'm ready for my next shave right now. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/Midas to pick up the razor for you and use the code Midas, M-E-I-D-A-S, and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure you add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/Midas, M-E-I-D-A-S, and use the code Midas. That's HensonShaving.com/Midas and use the code Midas. We know that Donald Trump does not like to pay taxes, right? Trump's tax return reports are out. And in 2015, Donald Trump declared, let's take a look at 2016, 2017. And so in 2016 and 2017, Donald Trump claimed $750 in income taxes. In 2017, $750. In 2020, Donald Trump paid $0 in federal income taxes. I'm willing to make a wager that you paid more money in federal income taxes than Donald Trump, who purports to be a billionaire. I just want you to think about that. So we know that he doesn't want to pay taxes. Now, what would be the best vehicle for not paying taxes? Tax-exempt organizations like political action committees that you don't pay taxes on, and then use the political action committees to pay your lawyers and legal fees. But here's the thing. Why isn't that viewed as imputed income? Why isn't that viewed as taxable compensation? in my opinion, again, this is all, this whole piece is my opinion, and it's subject to your opinion, and you could disagree. It would seem to me that this is income that would be taxable for Donald Trump, and that this is a way to avoid paying taxes. Now, is that unlawful or not? I think that that's for criminal prosecutors to look into and investigate, but I think it certainly raises red flags. You think about what the Trump initial felony tax fraud case was all about, that Alan Weisselberg pled guilty for, and the Trump Organization was convicted of felonies. People forget that. I know the media wants to pretend that didn't happen. The Trump Organization is designated as a felon. The Trump Organization is a felony organization, found responsible for over a dozen felony counts. Alan Weisselberg, the chief financial officer, pled guilty recently to felony perjury, but before that, felony tax fraud. And one of the issues there was this issue of imputed income and fraudulent benefits and the way the taxes were fraudulently characterized. That was one of the main issues there. Now, let me show you what Alina Habba said. This is how we kind of piece this together. This is from a few months back where Alina Habba defended Trump spending $40 million of campaign donor money on lawyers, saying it's not illegal. When I first watched that, I didn't pick up like that part of it. It's always a tell when they have to say that's not illegal, is one of the things that make me believe that there's a big red flag there. Remember this clip? Play it.
There's nothing illegal about this. And when you support the president, you support getting him into office. I think the one thing we can all agree on is they've weaponized the legal system to prevent him from getting into office. So the defense of the same, I don't see as problematic. And I know that legally it's not. And that's really all I'm going to say on that. But if you look at the numbers, I think it's just completely disgusting. But I also invite the public to look at the numbers that the DOJ is spending attacking President Trump.
Here is another interview with Alina Habba and Maria Bartiromo where they... here's another... Just delete that part. Here's another interview between Alina Habba and Maria Bartiromo where she talks about that. Here, play this clip.
Alina, let me get your take on the money being spent here on legal fees. Did you hear what Congressman Byron Donalds just said? He said that he believes the strategy of the Department of Justice is to bleed Trump dry, to bring so much legal issue and problems to Trump that he has to spend all of this money on legal fees. You are the general counsel of his super PAC. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the political committee has spent more than $40 million this year on legal fees as he and a constellation of advisors have been swept into these various investigations. How much has it been and how are you directing the money in terms of paying for legal fees?
Tens and tens of millions of dollars. And I do think that that is part of the strategy. It is incredible. They have brought in people like myself who have nothing to do with these cases. I was not part of the administration just so that lawyers have to get lawyers. And these lawyers cost money. And when you take a broad net and you try and intimidate anybody who is part of his circle, whether I couldn't even say inner circle, Maria, it's gone further than that. You know, the valet at Mar-a-Lago, the chefs, the whatever. It's crazy. And it is on purpose. Nothing they do is not intentional. It's calculated. And it is to make him bleed. The problem is that President Trump is independently wealthy as well, and they forget that. And he has said at rallies, I will do whatever it takes. If it means I have to spend my own money, I will. He is very protective and kind and generous. And at the end of the day, they're going to try and take him down financially. And that's just frankly not a good angle. I don't know if they've seen, you know, his wealth, but it's probably not the best angle to go at.
So friends, I'll let you decide. And I'd love to hear from CPAs. I'd love to hear from people in the know here what you think and put that in the comments. But you know, the question is you know, when you have Lara Trump and the RNC also saying that they're going to spend money on all of these Trump things, is that just a way that Donald Trump does what he's always done as well? Yes, grift, but is it also part of a more elaborate tax avoidance scheme going on? And again, We could all have different opinions here, but I would just leave it at this. I don't know if it's criminal, so I want to be clear on that. But I will say it raises a lot of red flags, and I hope we were able to uncover that together here. You know, what are these just vehicles for him to not pay taxes? Is that why he's doing this all? Occam's razor. Sometimes the simplest explanation is the answer. We've all been saying, oh, he's running for office to try to avoid. To try to avoid criminal charges. But what if he's also doing it to avoid paying taxes? We hit subscribe. We're on our way to 3 million subscribers thanks to your support.
Love this video? Make sure you stay up to date on the latest breaking news and all things Midas by signing up to the Midas Touch newsletter at MidasTouch.com/newsletter.